get him to explain to you what's going on. My heart is in my mouth. That was hard to sit through. Can you guys So guys, just bear with me. We'll be coming out.
We're here at the county court for Nick Patterson. It's coming out soon.
Just bear with me, Nick's coming out. Just with a fair few of us in the courtroom. We will be back.
Oh, sorry. I'll just.
Trace is with me. Waiting for Nick to come out, guys, so just bear with us. And sorry, it did, we didn't get in till late.
So I'm going to put it on you because you're talking,
okay,
so you can, no, because you're telling people what.
So I'm being filmed by Cafe Locked Out, and I'm filming, guys, so if it sounds a bit funny. So we basically sat through the court hearing. We will be back. It's basically been adjourned. The judge wants more paperwork submitted from the other side. We were going for certain things like a discontinuance, but it hasn't happened. So basically we will be back with another court date, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but I will keep you all posted on what that is. Nick should be out soon. Come on, Nick. Where are you?
Thanks for that, Cal.
That's all right.
you know more of the jargon than me.
I'm a bit rattled. The legal secretary sitting in there and hearing some of its part.
Okay.
So, oh my God, Daniel's filming me as well. I'm not that good, guys. Okay, Nick should be out.
So we had a good turnout here today. There was more, but I think they've all gone home. But there was a lot of people here today.
But they were only letting 20 people in the court. I think we got a few more in there. I think we got about 30 of us in the court, which they can request who goes in. I'm just filling in time here, guys. Here comes Nick's barrister. That's Barrister Niall, if I'm correct. Good. Thank you. Good job. Okay, so this is Nick's Barrister Niall, is there anything you would like to say in relation to Nick Patterson? We're all here for him. We're on Team Nick.
Thank you all for your support. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Thank
you.
That's it?
Thank you. Okay, mate. How are you? Very good. Thank you for having me again.
And we've got Adam as well, who is Nick's friend.
He's actually one of the colored pieces.
He is. Actually, I should say that, shouldn't I? I should be speaking my legal language. Thanks, Barrister Niall. He's doing it for me. We've got to go back because they're not allowing us near the courts. They don't like us.
Getting squashy.
Yeah, sure. Just very briefly, I can speak with you. How are you? Sure.
Mr. Pruse is coming now.
Mr. Pruse is coming, maybe.
Yeah. Wait for Mr. Pruse.
Nick should be here shortly.
Jerry, come over here. Yeah, come here.
He can't talk about what we're going to be saying until we've sent the judge a copy, but he can say that he's very happy about what's happening.
Sure.
And so on.
Hello, how are you?
It's been a good day.
It has been a good day. Good job, guys.
One more for justice, eh?
Go justice.
That's it.
And let me make this comment. What's important about justice is transparency and accountability. And this is what it's about. It's about accountability, okay? And it's about abusive process. And the court has a very powerful role to protect its processes from abuse. We're confident Her Honor is on track. She knows what we're saying.
She's thank you.
Very clear in the courtroom.
Yes, yes. She's been a great judge.
Has a procedure to which you will follow.
Yes.
And that we just need to attain those values.
Just bear in mind that we're working very hard from all over the place. The Crown's got all the resources in our clients' country, and we try to do the best we can, okay?
And that came across in the courtroom from my personal opinion.
Yeah, and they've been paying a lot of money and everything, and they've been disadvantaged, okay? So, but I believe justice will be done. I believe Her Honor understands everything we're saying, and I think we're just some minutes away from it, okay?
That's great.
And it's good to see mainstream media here to report on such an important issue. And perhaps one last thing I want to say is that this is not just about Nick Patterson and the bad cops. It's about the fact that when complaints are made about bad cops, command does nothing about it. They ignore it. And they in fact try to cover up and conceal misconduct, okay? So this is what it's all about.
Am I correct in saying, sorry, I forgot your name. I
Jerry.
Niall. Getting
no, I'm Jerry. I'm Jerry.
Am I correct in saying that during those proceedings, we were wanting to sort of take it a little bit further, but she's wanting a little bit more behind the scenes?
She's totally right. No,
she's,
no, no,
and
no,
she's
no,
correct.
No.
That's what she's gonna
it's
say.
Not
she's
behind the scenes.
That's not the right word.
It's just notice.
She's wanting notice.
The opposition that we have.
Did you pick up what I said? I said to her, it was potentially my fault because I told my instructing solicitors, let the Crown know what we're doing, and they never came back to me and get me to check the letter. I would have probably had more. They were under pressure.
They were under pressure.
And they've done a great job. They're really good solicitors. They've done a great job. Yeah.
Definitely.
Jerry, I got a question.
No.
That was my understanding. So
okay. So look, it's really good to see that the public gets to hear what's happened here.
And am I correct in saying that we are trying to set a precedent down the track?
Well, there's been precedent set already.
Yes, there have.
But in theory, but in practice, I think in a lot of instances, the police will try and get away with as much as they can.
Absolutely, of course.
And we're not against the police. We think good police are great. We think people who are criminals wearing police uniforms should be in jail. Okay?
That's my understanding.
That's it.
Absolutely, yeah. And well said. Yeah.
And I support
done.
The police.
Well done.
So, Nick, okay, I'll just see if I can get him.
Yeah, don't worry.
Can someone get Nick, please?
I'll grab him, man.
Yeah, can someone please find him?
Give me a minute, we'll get him.
Yeah, thanks.
So thank you for your presence and for letting the public know, because the public is really interested.
And the public, we're all team Nick here. We're very much, I'm an ex-legal secretary, so this is my jam.
Great.
So I loved hearing you guys get up there and really appreciate the work you're doing for Nick, because he needs it. And we all need to support him in this, because we want to make some changes. Our justice system.
And I just want to mention also that one of my favorite journalists is standing behind you. He's been reporting this for a long time.
It's just that you look up to me, that's all. You're the only person that can say that.
I look level to you, mate. All my friends are equal, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Is someone getting Nick?
So it's Channel 7 there. We hope that they will print the truth, yeah?
Coming.
Here we go. And we're just Nick's just walking out now.
It didn't end today, and the reason it didn't end today is because we've raised the issue that it was an abusive process. It's just moved out.
We're getting
there. We go. So we've raised some issues. I believe it's an abusive process by the prosecution to prosecute somebody for something that they did that was offensive. So at the end of the day,
you guys need to move.
Okay, just
come with the camera.
We're just sorry. Why we stand here, maybe?
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, Nick.
Big bear
there, that'd be great.
Hang on. That way we're all out of the run.
Hang on, guys.
Where the kids?
Hang on, let me around.
You just can't talk about any evidence, but you can talk about how you feel about it and where.
Yeah, look, I believe what the police have done is, it's wrong in so many ways. We're raising some points about that. This can't happen and continue to happen to people just because they're political dissidents to a government that many of us believe was very corrupt and immoral in the decisions that they made. So we've raised some points. We're going to put some submissions in, and I'm hoping that we can get a ruling that's going to be very powerful, that's going to do a lot for the people to have their freedoms in the future, protected, because they were obviously restricted to a great degree by people who, didn't even know how much they were hurting people. I was hurt. I had my gym closed down. I was bashed because I was running rallies. I mean, think about that. I was running rallies. I was liaising with the police, and then I was targeted. And it's clear that I was targeted by these port tactical police. And this will continue to happen if we don't get a ruling and a judgment that's very clear, that at least puts some fear into the police officers in the future that, hey, this, you can be prosecuted, or hey, you can't do these particular things to people just because you've got a uniform. It doesn't give you the ability and the power to do this, because you will be found guilty and you will you will get a judgment against you. And as many people have said, that the courts are corrupt, but I've found that this judge we've got has been very good, has been very fair, and gave us a great ruling for our pre-trial. I'm confident that you can, if you endure to the end and you persevere, that you can actually get a good judgment and a good outcome. And I'm here for everybody else that believes in freedom and justice. Okay, we cannot allow the state to weaponize the police against us just because we have a difference of opinion. Okay, these people are not—they're not demigods. Okay, that are running our state, but they think they are. So we need to knock them down a few pegs, and we need to just stand firm and not quit up.
And what? Why not constituents?
I just find it interesting. So Channel 7, I can see, is here. We've been covering this story from the beginning. Have you had an apology from the mainstream media for the fact that for 3 years they've defamed you, hit piece after hit piece, and then it's turned out in a scathing ruling that you've not only been vindicated, that in fact you were the victim that they cheered the government, the police on at the time, and defamed you as you were jailed for a crime you didn't commit. In fact, you were the victim. Have you had an apology before a question?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to apologise?
No.
Why don't you want to apologise for what your network did to this man and to all those people during COVID who were victimised by the police? Just say sorry on behalf of your network.
I'm here to ask Nick a question. I think he's happy to answer the question. Okay, so Nick,
it's one word, sorry.
Why aren't you happy with the discontinuance?
Because the discontinuance is—it's a way for the prosecution to drag you out through the courts, to drag out a prosecution against people that they know are innocent, and then they can just wash their hands of it and go, all right.
May I just assist you with that, Nick?
Legal advice you
received.
This
is his barrister.
It was an illegal advice. The discontinuance is a new process that was brought in by government, which takes away finality from any case and allows them to recharge anytime they want. It'll be hard for them to do it, but they can do it. And it deprives them of other things, like I've been found not guilty. It's all suspended. We're just withdrawn because we feel like it. So, that's why we're opposed, and that's why we advise that would be right to oppose, because we should get a verdict from this judge.
So what do you actually then? What did the discontinuance?
Well, no, I want a verdict. I don't want to have them be able to hold these charges over my head and be able to reinstate them whenever they want.
Yep.
That's wrong that they can, and I think the legislation is wrong. And I think that there's case law that clearly establishes that it's not correct.
And would you like an apology from Channel 7 and the rest of the mainstream
media? I would like an apology from all of mainstream media who did write beat-up pieces and report beat-up pieces. But I'm very grateful that they're here reporting honestly, and I'm grateful for that.
Why do you think they've changed of heart now? I think the whole narrative has changed. I think the false narrative has been broken down, and now
truth
people...
truth always comes out.
Does it matter more now than it did 3 years ago?
No,
when,
no, not at all.
And can I ask you, in terms of the police, have you received an apology from the police? No. Will you be seeking damages from the police?
Don't answer that question.
No, don't.
You can't answer that question.
What sorry. About the apology? Have you?
It'd be decent if they gave an apology for what they did, but if someone bashes you up, breaks your shoulder, do you think an apology is sufficient?
Put
or
you
do
in
you
jail?
Think other witnesses need to be protected from them? Because they do these things over and over. So an apology would be nice, some acknowledgement, but the reality is they committed serious criminal offences and injured this man and others. So, you know, if I were to bash you up tomorrow and then said sorry, you'd just forget about it and walk away? I wouldn't advise my clients.
Do you think the police should apologise?
My opinion doesn't matter. I'm asking
your opinion
question.
Does matter because you cheered them on at the time. So I think that the police should apologise, but so should you.
I wasn't here.
Well, not your network. Your network. Rebel News covered it.
Sorry, can I ask you, if you're happy to answer a few questions, I'd like to ask you, otherwise we won't.
Look, I think an apology is always a great thing. You know, it shows that there's some penitence for the crimes that have been committed, but it also requires the fruit meat for that repentance, which means that they need to make things right.
Amen.
And that hasn't happened, that they haven't made any, you know, they haven't made any concessions to anything really, and they haven't offered an apology. So I haven't got any of that yet, and I don't believe that I will until we finish the course, which obviously we've got to come back to court
and
in June.
How did that affect, what happened on that day? How did that affect you?
You saw it. You cheered the police on.
I wasn't there.
Your network cheered the police on.
I wasn't there.
Do you feel bad about that?
I wasn't there.
Your network.
So if Nick, if you want to answer the question, I'm happy for you to answer the question. So, I'm giving you a chance.
How did I feel?
Thank you.
Good on you.
Oh my God.
My feelings were shocked. I was shocked that the police would target us the way they did, that they would use violent force the way they did on my mate. They knew full well that we would react, and they knew that it was in their briefing. They knew that we would react with force if we were being assaulted by police, and so it was in my opinion it was incitement. But I'm not the judge, so I can't adjudicate anything. But that was how I felt, that these people. They believe that they can and they're justified in assaulting people and bashing people for having a political view that contradicts the government, the Daniel Andrews government at the time. And I was aware of this, but I didn't believe they would go that far as to actually use force the way they did. They were punching my mate up with tactical gloves. Just so you know, that's not a bare fist. That's like having brass knuckles. These police were bashing my mate up with tactical gloves. Not only did they do that, when we went in to defend my mate, to protect him, they bashed us up. They deliberately, I believe deliberately, I can't actually say deliberately, but I believe they deliberately on purpose, they escalated the force to a higher degree with me, because out of six of us that were involved in that interaction, only one of us had his shoulder broken. And only one of us was put in jail for a month. That was me. And I was put in jail and bailed with bail conditions that restricted my ability to speak on any platform about the police, the government, the law. And why would I be given conditions like that have no relevance to the alleged offences, which didn't even happen in the first place? All you had to do was look at the footage. It was a way for the police to silence me because I was organising rallies against the COVID narrative. And now that the COVID narrative's broken down, you guys are here reporting, honestly, and I'm grateful for that. But we need you guys to be reporting all the time, honestly. We need that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this narrative was established because people didn't speak
the truth.
It was clear from the beginning that you were innocent. That we all, anybody with two eyes could see what happened on that day. Why is it now they want to know? Why do you think Channel 7 refused at the time? How many hit pieces did Channel 7 do? How many hit pieces? How many hit pieces did Channel 7 do?
Two. There was two. Definitely two.
Two hit pieces Channel 7 did on Nick at that time. Do you feel bad now that it has been proven? So it's not your fault. So if your colleague did it,
I have no idea.
The network. Are you not embarrassed to work for a network that, from the beginning, saw like the rest of us what had happened,
but
refused to report the truth?
But Avi, you know what? They're doing.
You did report the truth.
They're doing. They're doing the right. They're doing the right thing now. I'm grateful for that.
Better late than never, right?
Yes, they're
doing the right thing now after the COVID narrative.
All right, guys. It was Channel 7. Let's hope they do report the truth.
Work for a network
that did it, committed
the crime. Now, if you work for a crime syndicate, you are just
the
pest
culprit.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay, we're going over here, guys.
And we're just going to go over here. I think Nick's going to explain something.
Oh, hey, before we do that,
for the food, man.
Yeah, no, I think that could be it, guys.
Who are you looking for?
To punish Max.
Max is still here somewhere. Max! Max!
Well, you said he wasn't the one.
Great support here today, guys. Really, really good.
Now they like it because it's a juicy story.
Okay. Nick, do you want to go now?
Yeah.
Do you want to go now?
Nick,
thank you so much
Max.
For your work.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, guys, we're going to... Oh, we just want one other thing to be said.
Oh, do you want to get a sound bite?
No, listen to this. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Del.
Nick,
okay?
Next
call
day,
we'll do it. I think this one will be about this.
Okay.
We're going to have several police officers talk to you.
Yeah.
We gotta go. Come
okay,
on, come
go.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Well
thanks,
done.
Nick.
Thanks,
well
guys.
Done.
Thank
well
you
done.
So much.
Thank you.
That's how we do it. We fight to the very end.
Yeah, that's
on
it.
The ropes. So we're not gonna
independent media
relent
go first.
Anymore until they give in and they concede completely.
Amen. That's it.
Yeah.
Those who endure to the end
shall be saved. Amen. Amen.
Good
thank
job.
You. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You. See you. Next time.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah that's
time.
It. Next time. We'll be back.
June 11th. And the 12th will be the next one. So that's our next,
really
our next hearing.
Yeah.
No, this is so we can change some things and we can have a clear ruling that we need for our justice, freedom loving people and community.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. All right, guys.
Okay, everyone, that's it from me.
Thank you very much. It's Tracy from Cafe Locked Out. Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day, whatever you do.
Support